with the, how the church is, our brothers and sisters over there are being persecuted and killed for the gospel's sake, but they're standing strong. I said they're standing strong. I read one thing where there was somebody from the United States on the phone with somebody when the Taliban came in, and the kids said, "We won't deny Jesus." And then the next thing you heard was gunfire. Right? But look at for them, that's not tragic. They get the martyr's reward, man. They get a crown up in heaven but here's what I believe. I'm believing that the same experience that Stephen had when there was a young man holding a coat for the others that were stoning him. His name was Saul, but that stuck in his spirit for a few years. And when he went out persecuting the church, Jesus appeared to him, and whoa. So I'm believing for miraculous, supernatural move of God in those countries. And forget the politics and all of that, because if you get caught up in that, it'll just drive us crazy, right? Yeah. It'll just drive us crazy. So, Lila.
I just really feel to share this with all of you. I don't really like getting up here and sharing things, but this morning on my way, as I was praying, what's going on in our country, is overwhelming right now. The evil, there's lawlessness. And I'm like, God, what can we do? What can we do? It's just like a snowball. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And the Lord just reminded me. He said, my people need to, and this might not agree with all of you, but they need to take down those political walls.
Yes.
And start praying.
Amen.
For godly character.
Amen.
Godly character. God can change the heart of anyone. It doesn't matter what side of the fence they're on.
Come on.
He can change their heart. So remember when he went through and he looked for one person, and he said, I will change for one person.
Amen.
If we get on our knees and we repent, and we start repenting from just letting the lawlessness go and let it be, but get up and start praying for our leaders instead of creating division.
Come on.
I just really feel strongly we need to do that. Godly character.
Amen.
Godly character is the key. Those that imitate God. Okay?
Come on.
Because we have a lot of stuff going on that's morally wrong, but we also have a lot of ungodly character going on.
Yeah.
And we need to pray for change. And He will hear if we pray.
Amen. Amen. Good word. Good word. Amen. I believe in a good God. I believe in a big God. I believe that I'm always on the winning side. Doesn't matter what my circumstances are. It doesn't matter what I feel, what's going on. I believe I'm on the winning side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your word today. We thank You, God, that the entrance of Your word does bring light. And Father, we ask You to give us the courage to stand on Your word and begin to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Lord, we just thank You, praise You, honor You, glorify You. I thank You for the anointing that's here. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. If you'll turn to Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, we're going to read a very familiar verse of Scripture, some that you probably read over and over and over again. But I believe God's got a message for us today. How many know that the only time that you really have control over is now? I have control of me right now, of my thoughts and my actions right now. Right? My future, I really don't have control over. Right? I can have plans, but I don't have control over. My past is done. I mean, there's some things I wish I could have a do-over on, but really we don't have do-overs. All we have is right now. So Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to start in verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Don't worry. In the King James, it says, take no thought. In another verse, translation, it says, take no anxious thought. How much time do we spend in anxious thoughts about our future? About what's going to happen? See, that's where fear comes in, and fear says, well, you're not going to have this, and what if this happens, and what if this happens, and what if that happens, and what if this, and where does this go? And the reality is, at that point, we're bringing something into our now that's definitely going to shape our future. Right? But if we can begin to discipline ourselves to put God in our now and filter our thoughts through the God that's in our now, that will bring us peace even in the future. Come on. I heard somebody say this, and it's true. This was a secular guy talking. He said, life is hard. Things happen. But what we can do is when life is hard and things happen, we can put God in our lives and let go of what's happened and quit being anxious about what's going to happen instead of what if and what, you know, who's going to and how am I and all of that. We need to put in God is. Come on, God is. Do you remember when Moses, and he was kind of balking? Moses is an interesting character because when he was young, he was bold. He was going to go deliver his people, and he killed the Egyptian soldier. But then he found out he blew it, and he was off for 40 years tending sheep. Right? But then God came to him with a burning bush experience. Right? And God came to him and he said, I need you to go deliver my people. He said, but I can't talk. Right? And so they went through that diatribe and But when I get there, God, who should I tell them that sent me? He didn't say, well, you tell them that I'm going to be. He didn't say, don't tell them that I was. He said, tell them that I am. Now watch that. He didn't just say that. He said, that I am, that I am, is with you. Right, right? See, we can't hold ourselves to our past and thinking about our past so much that we don't keep the I am in our present. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Many of us are living out our lives below the potential that God has for us because we're crowded by our past. Smothered by our mistakes. And just a clue, everybody's made them. Everybody's made them. They may not be as grandiose as yours were. Right? And sometimes, you know, we want to hear a really good testimony. What that means is we want to find somebody who really messed up and Jesus delivered them from the mess up. Right? But here's the reality. All of us messed up. Every one of us have messed up. So what do we need to do with our past? Paul said it this way, forgetting those things that lie behind. He didn't say just the bad things. Everything. How can you do that? You can only do that if you have the I am in the present. Come on, are you with me? See, so you have to begin to filter yourself through the lens of God is with me. He's my Redeemer. He's everything. So when life happens and something bad happens or something, you know, unexpected or happens or something doesn't work the way that you want them to happen, what do you need to do? You need to experience that, not deny that, not push that aside. Say, well, that happened. But then let it go. Let it go. Don't let it diminish the God who's with you now. How many people do you know that are mad at God because of something that happened? They don't, and usually it happened in church. Right? Because somebody did something, said, and they're mad at God, and what they're living in is the turmoil of the past keeping them from the peace of the present. Are you listening to what I'm saying this morning? So for me, for us, it's like we have to begin to learn to take a moment in, and whatever experience it brings, no, don't deny that. Don't say, well, that didn't happen. It happened. Life happened, but I'm going on. I'm going on in the faith that He's with me. Let's go on. Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air that neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? What good does it do you to begin to go through the process of the what ifs? What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? What if, oh, this person said that, or this person said that, or this could happen, or you know, we could be put through the tribulation, or we could be, you know, whatever it is, whatever climatic thing that comes to your mind that you look at, if that starts to overwhelm you, what I'm telling you is that you have to look at a bird. Right? Look at the birds. And you have to begin to say, well, God takes care of them. Jesus gave us focal points right here to help us get to God in the now. Right? He wasn't just talking, well, this will sound nice and this might go over well. He gave us focal points to look at to say, wait a minute. And look at this again. He said, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Now watch this, and I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself. I'm not against planning. Planning is good. And if God tells you to, you know, store up some food or get some extra, I have no problem with that as long as you're not putting your faith in the storehouse. Come on. Rather than the source. You see, we can plan ahead, but if our plan ahead gets into frustration, stress, and worry, I'm telling you what that is symptomatic of is that you don't have the God in the now. Come on. So what do you need to do? Look at the bird. Look at the birds. It's interesting. I was sitting in my office. My office is in Purdy. And here came a flock of geese overhead. I said, well, you know, it's starting to become that time where they're coming back through, right? Sometimes we feel like, and some of us feel like, you know, that flock of geese up there, they're all congregated together. They must be talking about me. Really, I say that in jest. I really do. But the reality is, how much time have we wasted thinking about what other people think about us? Too much. I heard somebody say this, and I believe it's true. You know how much people think about you? Not much. They're too busy thinking about themselves. Right? I want you to have a good opinion of me because I want to be a good example of Jesus. But your opinion doesn't really matter all that much in the scope of God is with me. Now it's His opinion that I'm concerned with, that I'm measuring my life against. It's not the who, it's not the what, it's not the how, it's the Him. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Come on. Glory to God. Verse 27, which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and neither they toil nor spin. Now, some of you are at the same age that I am at, where you know, retirement or senior moments are getting old. I'm just getting here. Where we're getting old, right? It's not politically correct, but getting old. What's going to happen when I get old? I don't know, I'm not there yet, but when I get old, right? What's going to happen when I get old? God's going to be with me. God's going to be with me. God's going to be with me. We measure our life by so many silly things when we should come back to the fact, God, you're with me. You're going to sustain me. You're going to take care of me. We just sing to ourselves, don't worry, be happy. Right? But how do we be happy? How can we be happy? Come on. How can we be happy? I'm not necessarily talking about joy, because joy is a little bit different than happiness. How can we be happy when we filter our lives through God? Come on. God's with me. Jesus loves me. This I know. Yeah, right? He's really with me. He really does care about me. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon, all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you? Is God able to take care of you? Let me ask that again. Is God able to take care of you? One of the things as a parent growing up, and I wanted to make sure my kids were well taken care of. Right? That was important to me, still is. Well, if I, being evil, want to make that a priority, how much more God will make that a priority over us? Somebody said, well, what's your retirement plan? Jesus. Now, again, I'm not against retirement plans. I'm not against putting money away. I'm not any of that. I'm not saying that that's not a good thing. But again, if that's your source, that's going to cause you worry. You're going to look at the stock market to see if my 401k went up or down or whatever. Well, what if Social Security goes away? What if this happens? What if that? Don't take any thoughts concerning that, because God is with you. God is for you. Glory to God. Look at verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, Therefore, do not worry, saying, anxious thoughts come, but don't let it come out of your mouth. Right? Anxious thoughts come, but don't let it come out of your mouth. God is for you. He's not against you. God was with you yesterday. He was with you the day before. He's going to be with you today, and He's going to be with you tomorrow. But the only time that really counts is now. Is keeping your focus on God with me right now. Come on. Absolutely, right now. Right now. Right now. Now look at verse 32, because this is really an interesting verse, I think. It says, for all of these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. Look at, he's saying, the Gentiles worry about what they're going to wear, what they're going to sleep, where they're going to sleep, what they're going to have, who likes them, who doesn't like them. The Gentiles look at that because their only source of value is what other people think or whatever people do or what they can do in themselves. But what's the difference between a Gentile and a covenant person of God? A covenant person of God, which you and I are because of the blood of Jesus. Right? We come into a different relationship with the Almighty God who is the source of everything. So you shouldn't think like, you shouldn't act like, you shouldn't have the same anxiety that you had before you got saved. If you did, then you just don't realize who you belong to. And I'm not up here to say condemnation or anything like that. I'm saying what you can do, you can learn to do, is begin to put the God in the right now. Come on. Come on, right now. Well, this person said this, or they left me, or they did that, or they did that, or whatever. Or my mistakes. Oh, my God. Everybody's left me because of the stupid things that I did. True. You know, some people won't be around me anymore because they don't trust me anymore. I get it. And I get why they don't trust you anymore. But what are you going to do with that? You're going to say, life happens. I'll take responsibility for my actions. But I'm going to put God in the right now. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So therefore, I refuse to live in the condemnation. I may have regrets of the past, but I'm not going to live in them with God in the present. Come on, right? I'm not saying that it didn't happen or ignore it or any of that, or that it doesn't bring thoughts of remorse or regret. I think that's healthy because life happens. Right? To deny that or say, oh, you'll get over that. How many have ever had somebody say, well, you know, you just need to get over it? I think there's validity to that in some regards, but in others, you don't have the right to tell anybody that. Right? Because sometimes grief is much deeper, or it takes a little longer to pain. It'd be like telling a person that just had knee surgery, well, get over it. Go out and run. Right? No. The better thing to say is, God's healing you. God's working with you. God is with you. I know it's painful. And I know that you know, you want to punch the physical therapist sometimes. I know all of that, but the reality is even when you're going through that, know that God is helping you with the next step and the next step and the next step. And sometimes all we've got to do is encourage somebody to say, look, don't worry about 10 miles down the road. Just take one more step. And God's going to be with you in that step. And then God will be with you in the next step. Come on, are you getting some this morning? God is with you. He's for you. But we have to take it in this step. Now, look at verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. Now, what does that mean? It means seek the rule of God. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek the rules of the kingdom. And part of the rules of the kingdom is the king takes care of his people. And his righteousness. You know, I received his righteousness. Because he who knew no sin became sin, that I might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But I need to be with that righteousness. When? Now. I need to be with that righteousness now. I need to be in the kingdom now. I'm not talking about establishing some euphoria down here right on the earth right now. What I'm saying is, in my thoughts and in my life and in my mental attitude, I need to have the kingdom in me right now. Yeah, absolutely. Come on. He's with me. He's for me. He's not against me. And I'm not against Him. I was at this service years ago, and this guy brought out this, you remember those punching bozo things, those clowns? You'd knock them over and they'd fall back. And he was talking about getting up and getting on with God. But he'd say, you know, bozo's with me all the time, right? Now, I don't want bozo, but I want you to get a picture of Jesus. I want you to get a picture of Jesus. And sometimes I think it'd be good for us to have a cardboard cutout. We just take everywhere with us. And when we start to have an anxious thought, oh, you're with me. Oh, you're with me. Yeah, but they said, yeah, but you're with me. But you did, yeah, but your redemption is with me. Come on. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We need to become kingdom-minded and begin to talk about what God has done, what He has said, how He's provided in the past, and what He's done in the past so that we can stay present with Him in the future. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. If anybody ever said, come to Jesus and everything will be better. You'll never have any trouble in your life. I mean, woo, glory to God, you'll just be delivered from everything and you'll never have struggles. They lied. They flat lied. Now, is it better? Absolutely is it better. Is there joy involved? Yes, there's joy. There's peace, and I've been delivered from so many things. But sometimes when I get out of bed, it's not as quick as it used to be. Right? Sometimes it takes me a minute, you know, sitting with my legs on the floor. Now I can get up. Now, some of you don't identify with that. That's okay. But in the moment that that's happening, I have to say, but Jesus, you're with me. But God, you're with me. I got to keep God in the now. Hallelujah. We are different from those who have no knowledge of the kingdom of God. Because we're not Gentiles anymore. We're not on the outside looking in. We have been engrafted in. Look at Psalm 37. Psalm 37. I've got a challenge with the clock and my notes. So, Psalm 37, let's look at a few things here. Come on, I want you to know that God is for you, that God is with you, and the same God who delivered Israel will deliver you. Come on. Mm-mm-mm. Psalm 37, and let's start in verse 3. Hallelujah. Here we go. It said, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So what are you supposed to do today? trust in the Lord and do good. It's not that simple. No, it's not. It's not that easy. No, it's not. But the fact remains is what you want to do is you want to trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. He's faithful. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Right, come on. What am I supposed to do? I'm trust in the Lord and do good. That's what I'm supposed to do. When it's a question of whether to do bad or good, I'm going to do good. Yeah, but if you do bad, you might get over. No, I won't get over. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, sometimes if you lie a little bit, you won't have to suffer the immediate persecution that comes, you know. Well, you know, I was late to work because I got a flat tire and I got... You liar. Right? Had one guy in the shipyard. I'm going to divert for just a minute because this is terrible. Guy came in and he said, you know, I need next Monday off, boss. What's happening? He said, well, my dad lives in Idaho and he passed away and I need to go to the funeral. I said, well, John, that's really interesting. He said, that's the third time your dad's died. So there's ramifications for us not doing good, right? We need to do good all the time. Psalm 55. Glory to God. This is worth it. This is worth it, your extra time. Glory to God. But put God in the now. I need to put God in the now. When? Right now. Yeah, but I'm thinking about this, or this has happened, or the bank said this, or they said that, or the doctor said this. Put God right in that now. Right here. Right now. Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Come on. Go to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. I might have to do a two-parter here. Glory to God. Psalm 78. And go to verse 18. It said, and they tested God in their heart by asking for food of fancy. Yes, they spoke against, they said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, He struck the rock, and so the waters gushed out, and streams overflowed. He can give bread also, He can provide meat for His people. Therefore, the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also filled up Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in His salvation. You want to make God mad? Don't believe Him. So what are you doing when you're going, oh God, but I don't know if I'm going to have enough money. I don't know if I'm going to have enough food. I don't know if I'm going to have enough this. I don't know. Oh God, I don't know where I'm going to live. You're just ticking God off. That's what you're doing. Right? I mean, you're just... Come on. He's concerned about you. He knows where you are. He knows where you live. I figured out a long time... God knows my address. You know, I'd get words from the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, do this, thus and such and such. Well, He hasn't really talked to me about that. And if He ever does, He knows my address. You know, if He wants me to go to China, somebody told me that God wanted me in China at one point, and I haven't really heard that. I like China, like Chinese food, but that's not something that God has necessarily given to me. So if He really wants me to go, He knows my address, and if He speaks to me, I'll go. Right? What am I talking about? I'm talking about keeping God in the right now, in this moment, in your thoughts. But watch this. It's not just, oh, I need to feel your presence, God. I love feeling God's presence, but I don't always. Sometimes I feel pressure. Sometimes I feel condemnation. Sometimes I feel other people's thoughts or words. But I can trust that He is with me because He said He would never leave me nor forsake me. He said if I ask Him, He'd give me wisdom. He said, come on. What we're going to take up here next week, because I think this is important to finish. Right? But this week, if nothing else, forget everything else I said, but just this right here. Put God in the now. Put God in the now. Put God when? Right now. Think about God right now. Whatever comes at you, whatever hits you, whatever, you know, our minds can take us to crazy places, can't they? Right? Our minds can take us all. Whoo, glory to God. I don't know where that thought came from. I don't know where that dream came from. Come on, you know, but we have to put God in the right now. Glory to God. And then trust in the Lord and do good. Did y'all get something this morning? Come on, do it, do it, do it. I dare you to do it. I double dog dare you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You for Your word this morning. And Lord, we're a work in progress. And I personally, Lord, want to ask You to forgive me for any time that I've had anxiety about You taking care of me. Because You've never failed me. And I ask You to forgive me. Lord, You're trustworthy. Just like, Lord, I believe that You're trustworthy with the lives of the people who are in Afghanistan right now who call upon Your name. I just believe You're faithful to them, that You'll be there for them in whatever grace they need to get through, what they're going through, You'll be there for them. And Lord, I just want You to know that I trust You. Forgive me when I don't. But I just want to put You in the right now, right here place in my mind and in my heart. So I give You my life fresh and anew. Not that I'm becoming born again, but that I'm coming back to the place where You have me 100%. And in that place, You'll guide me, You'll lead me, You'll take me where I need to go. You'll show me what I need to do. Father, as long as You're in my now, my future will be where You want it to be. So I just give You the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Right here, right now. I sense the peace of God coming to people's hearts, even right now. Whether if you're watching online or watching this later, just know that He is with you. He's for you. He has a plan for you. He trusts you. Even if these are your last days on earth, you got to know He's with you right now. And He'll be there when you pass if Jesus is Lord of your life. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you're here this morning, I can see everybody. I know everybody. Just give yourself again to Jesus. Give every one of the situations that you're facing to Him and say, God, You're in this with me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. God bless.